All right, thanks for joining us, Malama Kwai Radio on KKCR. Also today with us, we have Addison Bulusan. And Addison, you do all the things. I don't even know which title to list. County Councilman, you're involved in Rice Street Business Association, many, many other things. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and all the great work you're involved in?
Yeah, thank you so much, Megan, for having us on here. It's always funny talking about yourself, right?
It
First and foremost, my most important job is being a dad to Kila'a. And then the second most important job is then being a husband to my wife. And then everything else falls into place. They all circumvent as an ecosystem supporting each other. So the fun part is that nothing isn't in place where they all support each other. So I'm super blessed. But for the matters of this conversation, I am what you call, for a lot of people, a serial volunteer. Like, you have many serial volunteers at Malama Kwa Aid. Just love the mission and vision of all the things. So I'm that for Rice Street Business Association. I switched over as a volunteer, unpaid volunteer, ever since getting elected, so that way we can support the community in ways that is important to all of us. So I help kind of organize all the things that are happening on Kauai, specifically on Rice Street, or anything that Rice Street does, Rice Street Business Association, that is. And Rice Street is a 501c3 nonprofit, established in 2018. Unlike any other associations, most business associations are member-based, meaning the association is designed based on the people who enroll as members, so dues-paying members, so a 501c4. Rice Street is a 501c3, a charitable nonprofit, and the reason why we did that is because we didn't want to be like most business organizations, like a chamber, where it's driven by the business. We want it to be driven by the community. Because the philosophy behind us is that if you support the community, then your businesses thrive. And so that's how we're set up here. And so that's why we do like the night markets, the block parties, community gardens, and all the things, because in order for a thriving business community, you need a thriving community in general. So that's where we're at. I
Awesome.
hope I covered.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, to dive into where food security projects came in, because a lot of people don't hear about it, but then they start seeing new plants popping up on Rice Street or local dinners. Like, what's some of the little micro projects that Rice Street's working on that involve like local food and food systems?
Yeah, and so part of what we focused on is it's community development, and the two key words for us is revitalization and restoration. And so most times when you look at business associations or town-specific organizations, it's around business, and it's about commerce, right? We're not that. We're about thriving community, and in order to have a thriving community, you need food. You need access to food. You need access to all the things. You need walkable, bikeable spaces, livable spaces, safe for kids, safe for, you need all of these things.
Especially in what's considered like our concrete jungle, if you will, like it's a town center.
Our downtown, our town, right? And
The big
so
city.
the big city. Yeah, so you, instead of gentrification, right, we're not looking for skyscrapers, smash burgers, and chain restaurants. What we're looking for is sustainability. We're looking for indigenous practices. We're looking for basically revitalization and restoration. And so part of that purpose and vision requires us to then fulfill the natural ecosystem. We got to take care of the space, and make sure the space also then, we co-live with the space, meaning that it's a two-way street where we take care of Malama, and at the same time, able to get some kind of sustenance out of the process. And so that's where multiples of projects that you are and people might be experiencing as they walk through downtown Lihue, specifically on Rice Street. So the there's four projects I'll mention. I'll just name them and then kind of go through if that's okay.
Yeah.
First is the Right on Rice Urban Farms. Second is the Lihue Court Townhomes Community Gardens. Third is the Rice Camp Community Gardens. Fourth and fifth, actually, there's four and five. Four is the Halelihue Community Gardens, and then the fifth is a new project. Both the fourth and fifth is new projects. On the way is a community gardens at the Lihue Salvation Army.
Nice.
And this is, you're all hearing this first, actually. I haven't fully announced this.
Ooh, special.
The Right on Rice Urban Garden or Urban Farm. We call it a farm, but it's not really a farm. If you walk past it, it's right across Lihue Apartments or right next to Kalapaki Villas. And let me backtrack. So,
It's the
right
curbside
on the
strip
curbside,
garden. Yeah,
yeah, the
it's
strip
really cool
garden.
to see. Yep.
Yeah, it's super cool, right? It's like unheard of, right? Like your typical where you would have grass and maybe some plants in towns, or maybe possibly some native plants, but like unedible ones. We have a legit garden there. There's kalo, there's papaya, there's some herbs, some of the native stuff there. Anyway, so that project actually started 3 4 4 years now, for oh 5 years ago. 5 years ago, part of following the script that we have of revitalization and restoration, we wanted to bring back one natives and then also to have edible spaces, because we know basic stuff, right? Like papayas, right? Like it's like a no-brainer. Like it's easy to pick, easy to manage,
You
stuff
throw
in
seeds and they'll grow out of the
it.
ground. Some
It
people probably thought that's what happened, that somebody just like threw a papaya out the car window and boom, you know.
yeah, exactly. And that came out of several community outreach to Rice Street Apartments, Kalapaki Villas. And when they completed the street remake in the 2019, 2020, what Rice Street Business did was pursued a memorandum of understanding with the county to provide and manage all the green spaces along Rice Street. And this project was to show that you can have community gardens or urban farming along a really busy Rice Street, and make it in a way that it's not what everybody thinks is going to happen, which is three things. People think, oh, people are going to steal a bunch of food and we're going to have vandalism. Nope. 5 years, guys, we're all good. It's a community space, respectful space. Two, you're going to the two biggest one is the vandalism, and the second one is like, oh, you guys are going to start it, and then there's no not going to have volunteers, and no one's going to care, and it's going to waste away, and then we got to manage it again. It's like, nope, 5 years strong. We have dedicated volunteers that has
It
been
looks
growing.
nice. Yep.
They love it. It's everyone knows, right? Like you when you have that space and you get to enjoy it with the community, it changes the vibe of the space.
Can I
And then the
guess the
third,
third one? Can I guess the
well, go
third one?
ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
The pushback we always get, because I'm big on like, I want to put fruit trees everywhere, is they're always worried about plants like dropping fruit on the ground and being a mess. And I'm like, no one's gonna let the fruit drop on the ground if you put it in a strong population. So, did I get it right?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. People think, oh, it's gonna be wasted. Like no one's
Yep.
gonna pick it, no one's gonna manage it. So then you're just gonna have a bunch of wasted fruit, wasted
Getting
goods.
chickens around, having to sweep the sidewalks of dead fruit. Yeah.
There's not like thousands of chickens hanging out waiting for the papayas to fall.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the other ones like bugs or other things are gonna be attracted. Like not in a well-managed space, one, and then also two, it if it's the right crops that's in the space that in engages the ecosystem, so it's all healthy living ecosystem. So that's Right on Rice, and our serial volunteer and champion is Sylvia Lessa. I can never say her last name right, and she's from the day one till now, is the homegrown gardener out there, master gardener out there, just
Right
cranking
on. Thank you,
every other
Sylvia.
day. Yeah, she's super awesome. So that's project one. Sorry, it's like five projects. The second project is Lihue Court Townhomes, the anchor and the pioneer. In fact, they started their community gardens way before this.
Many, many years ago. I
They've
know we were
yeah,
a big part of getting them some fruit trees, and that they had
yeah.
nobody, everybody was like, you can't install fruit trees on these little tiny strips. You're going to tear up
No,
cement. It's
man.
going to be awful. And they're killing it. It looks
No,
beautiful.
yeah. The ulu tree is cranking, man. That's the that thing is like the staple right now on that
Oh, yeah.
strip.
That was one of the recent ones. Yeah. Just in the last few years.
So they are the OGs. They started on their own, and it's resident driven. So that one is a community garden, but it's the residents of Lihue Court Townhomes have plots, and it's free for them, but it's only for them, and for rightfully so. They're the community space for them. I forget the total amount of plots there is, but what we did is we came in. And we partner with the University of Hawaii to do some long range planning, and then address some of the long range issues like water and fencing and lighting and all of that stuff. And we partner with them to just elevate the game so that it's more sustainable for them. And so that one is just the same thing on Right on Rice, but there's dedicated small little plots, and the residents grow what they want to grow in those spaces. And so we just assist them to maintain and make sure all the spaces are healthy, so that they have food access for the residents. So both of those kind of serve that side of the community on Rice Street, right, basically right by, if you're just wondering where this is, kind of Ace Hardware-ish. We're super stoked with that one because there's two or three more projects at that one. They want to do a la'au lapa'au wheel, which is super exciting. They want to do a lei garden, and so we're fundraising, and we're trying to find partners to make that one happen, to expand, because it's a pretty long plot. If you ever walk down that street, super cool. Well, not a street, it's a walkway, so to get to Lihue Court Townhomes from
The little
Rice
strip on the
Street.
left-hand side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so cool. So those are like kind of right next to each other. And I'm super excited with that one. And then we have two, three, and four projects, but I'm wondering,
We'll get right
we can
back.
take that.
We'll get right back and
Yeah.
talk about that. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, you can go do what you gotta do. Come back.
Yeah, go fast. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for listening. You're on Malama Kauai Radio on KKCR. I'm with Addison Bulasan from Rice Street Business Association, who we're here talking about. Ankila'a, his son, is also joining us right now. Still working on the full sentences, but he's adorable and he's here. We're talking about some of the main projects on Rice Street and the food security projects that are happening. Just talked about some of the urban gardening strips in the community garden, and you were just about to tell us about Rice Camp, their community garden project.
So
Anyway.
we, over the course of the last year and a half, we were able to set up and build and implement a community gardens at Rice Street Camp, Rice Camp. It's a elderly affordable rentals for kupuna space, and it's a beautiful space back where the old Rice Camp was. That's why it's called Rice Camp, or if you know them as kind of Paniko'o's place. It is pretty much a space just like Lihue Court Townhomes, except it's just one giant plot that all residents can utilize. And so that one's fun because it's designed again similarly for food security, just like the Lihue Court Townhome residents. It has all the things. We have some dwarf mango, we have ulu, we have tomatoes, green onions. Basically, in that garden, they can make like a full salad spread, both regular salad and fruit salad. And then we
Right on.
have some fun native plants in that space. And that was we were lucky to receive a grant through the Hawaii Tourism Authority through their Kahuaina grant for this past year. And then we also got a grant through we got a grant through another organization that, when they watch this, they're gonna be like, you forgot to mention me.
Hate when
Like,
that happens.
they come to me. That jump started that program, the program last year. So that is fully completed, and now managed by the residents, and they have access to that community garden anytime, all any day, and we provide any support. But basically, in all three locations that I just mentioned, the Right on Rice Urban Farm, the Lihue Court Town Homes, and Rice Camp, they're all self-sustainable, meaning that we outfitted them with all the necessary tools. And then if they need to get any support with anything, we can support them. But they have their own mulch. They have their own, like, we have just a solid ecosystem where it doesn't really need anything but water. But we have water there, so it's actually enclosed system working on its own. Super pumped about that one because we have another location, two locations actually, for that rice camp that we're looking to expand. So hopefully we can find more grants and supporters to make that one happen, because there's a lot of seniors that live in that area. And right now, kupuna sustainability, right, like food sustainability and food security for them is getting challenging right now with all the federal challenges out there. Knowing what's happening with the Hawaii Food Bank, with all the funds federally getting challenged there, we got to help support our kupuna to be more food sustainable.
And to be honest, like we have a Kupuna program, and with Kupuna, one of the most important things I think is like their appetites aren't as big as they used to be, so they're not consuming as many calories as they used to. So the calories that they do consume is so important, and there's nothing more nutritious for them than produce. So giving them that access to that produce, that when you go to the grocery store and people are trying to penny pinch, like it's hard to have a salad every day or something like that. And having a garden access like that that gives them that, I mean, that's what's going to give them what they need to keep going, right? When they're not going to be consuming as many calories, like every nutritional value of each calorie counts, right? So it's huge to not just provide food, but healthy food, food that's going to like nourish them and help protect their bodies, from disease and the other things that, let's face it, as we age, we start getting a little more susceptible to those things. So makes a big
Yeah,
difference.
that and also like the social interaction and the connection with Aina, right? You guys know,
Physical
right?
activity,
Yeah,
yep, all of it.
it's all like that's key indicators of good health, and if it's not built into your space, then it's hard to activate that within you, right?
Well, and
And
I think it's
so.
a really good example too, because there's so many senior housing complexes on island, and we had approached a bunch like years ago to be like, who wants a community garden? Can we plant fruit trees there? And a lot of them were like, oh no, our residents aren't interested, or we don't have the space, or it'll be a mess, all those concerns you mentioned earlier. So to have an example that's being established that's gonna prove to them that none of those things are really valid concerns, and look at how great and successful this is really just gonna spawn more of them on island, I hope.
Yeah, I'm in agreement, and I think it is a good model that new developers who are doing affordable housing need to make sure they incorporate, and they are on Rice Street. One of the things, part of Rice Street Business Association, is to educate and connect anyone who are looking to do any kind of development. Make sure to point them first to our general plan, second to our community plan, then to our urban design plan, and then fourth to the entire community before they do anything, so that they understand that when you're part of this ecosystem, you're part of it, not just some separate entity trying to build some space. And so, you know, we're excited. Like the right on Rice Street, right? There's a new apartments coming up on the corner of Rice and Rumi, and yeah, they're incorporating all of this with their design. So we're super excited.
Awesome.
So that's Rice Camp. So those are their three functioning community gardens that are right now active and actively cared for, and benefiting to the community as we speak. The fourth and fifth one I'm going to mention is starting this year into the next year. Fourth, we're going to establish the community gardens at Halelihue. Halelihue is a new community space under Rice Street Business Association, where the old Don's camera for you oldie peoples, wondering what that is. For the newer generation peoples, that's where Bar Kauai was, Bar, right on Rice Street.
Are you gonna put it on the roof? Where are you gonna put this community garden?
No, actually, we have this sliver on the side of the between buildings.
How's the roof though? The roof would be cool.
I know the roof would actually be cool. That's a great idea. We just need stairs.
We want bigger. We want bigger.
I mean, garden roof is I'm down with. That sounds fantastic. I think that's a great idea. And definitely in urban spaces. Yeah. But yeah, so we're gonna install a community garden at Halelihue. Same functional and practical use as all the other gardens. And then the fifth one is exactly the same as Halelihue, and it's gonna be at the Lihue Salvation Army. And they're
How's their
even,
roof? No.
I know they could use a garden up
They
there.
got a big roof.
And they we're
They
gonna
have a
partner.
lot of people to feed too. I think that's
Oh
really
yeah.
a really special place to have a garden because there's already a defined need and an audience that's already connected to that space too. Very cool.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They shout out to the new lieutenant that's there. He reached out a couple weeks ago and walked me through what they're doing. So this is like literally brand new, like this conversation that I'm having with you. We have we're committed to supporting them, and they have a clear vision. And we're going to help them execute it. So it's going to do function as two spaces or two things. One, to support their they do a weekly food feed the community food every, I believe, Wednesdays, they feed the community. Anyone is welcome, regardless of where you are, where you're coming from. And then they also are establishing a kupuna program there. And want to establish a community garden with the kupuna, and then do some kupuna night outs where they eat and enjoy food. And so we're super excited, pumped to get involved with that and make that happen. So that'll bring us up to five community gardens right in a 2 mile radius in Rice Street.
Cool. And
And we're
a little plug for Lihue Salvation Army. It's on Hardy Street. They have their pantry Wednesdays 11 to 12. And last I checked, they had meals to go Tuesdays and Thursdays 11 to 12. I'm not sure if that's still that. I think that was last we checked was June. So I know they have a new leadership. Sounds like really creative, forward-thinking leadership, which is exciting to see. And hopefully probably doing a lot more stuff. So just wanted to plug those times and dates. We do have a list of all the food pantries and meal programs and food resources on our website, malamakauai.org, if anybody does need food access assistance. It's our Kauai Emergency Food Resources page, so check that out. Little side plug there.
love it. He is on it. He want to create a more sustainable collective community, and all those programs that you just mentioned, he wants it to be able to be assisted by the gardens that they're going to install. And so they're super stoked on it.
So cool.
Yeah, and so those are the five spaces that we are focused on food security. And then part of it also is, if you guys are noticing along Rice Street, we also help manage all the planters and all the little strips along Rice Street. And so, most of them are planted with native plants. A couple of them, we snuck in some papayas and snuck in some citrus, so you'll see like some dwarf calamansi and dwarf. And so feel free to pick it, help yourself. It's open to the public.
Love
It's
that.
all it's you guys.
And feel free to malama them too, right? The key there
Well,
is like you give to that tree what you take. So maybe you pull some weeds underneath it. Maybe you bring by a little a vermicompost from your worm composter, or you drop a little mulch on it or something. Like, take care of them.
No. Well, I'm gonna shout out to the churches, the Hui Christian Church, who helps manage and waters every single day. You'll see the
Oh,
pastor
beautiful.
walking up and down at 6 in the morning, and then we got a couple of residents all the way down at the end of Rice Street by Keebles, that waters all the plants and weeds them every day. And then we got a just couple of randos just come malama all the time. It's like I don't even know their names. They just love the plants, and you'll catch Kila, my 16-month-old son, watering them usually between 7 to 9 a.m. depends on how he feels. And he talks stories with the plants and says good morning and makes sure they're feeling good. So yeah,
I'm
it's
one of
such
those
a
little
cool
obsessive
thing.
weirdos too that like when I'm going down Rice Street, you can't help it. You see little weeds in planters, I just pluck them out, you just see it out of place. But it's cool that you're giving the invitation, like it's come harvest, come care for these plants. So I think on the bigger scale, where do you need volunteers? And if people are interested in participating, is it these new projects that need the initial establishment? Is it maintenance? Like, how can people get involved? Where do they go? Who do they call?
We're gonna definitely put a call out for the two new projects to do installations. So we'll announce it on our Instagram at Downtown Lihue, for the Hallelujah installation, and then for the Salvation Army installation. And then we're asking our local, you live on Rice Street community, to continue to enroll yourselves. We do have a strong, dedicated group of volunteers that are malaming and just doing such a great job. But we're always welcoming more people. As you guys know, time changes and people get move or get older or health or whatever,
Life,
life. And we welcome all that. And also, one thing too, it's not limiting to all these things that we're doing here. Like we're just one organization. There is many people who are interested in doing this thing, like what Mala Makua'i is doing. When you guys had that Ulu tree, that giveaway, that was super awesome. Because that allowed us to get a couple, I think we had on Rice Street. But anyone have backyards that need assistance along Rice Street? We got a couple houses on Rice Street, or businesses that want to pop up, we're down.
Nice.
We're happy to participate. And
So,
also you can have to
do
be
they
on
bug
the
you? Because I know you wear a million hats. Are they calling you, or there are other
bug me.
people? You don't want to delegate all
Well,
those phone calls to somebody else right now, or you
oh,
want
we definitely
to throw
do.
your cell phone number on the air? What do you want to do?
Hit the Instagram at Downtown
Instagram.
Lagoon. Yeah, we
All
have
right,
like
not everybody's on Instagram. Where do some of our non-techie folks? Does Rice Street Business Association have like an office? Is there someone they can call, or is that you?
it's just many hands. Yeah, it's typically me.
Okay.
But we do have an email, kawaiirsba@gmail.com. And then yeah, the non-techie, pick up the phone call, call me. My phone number is 808-652-1442. I will preface that I probably get about 50 calls a day and like 300 texts.
Yeah, you're a
So if I
councilman. It's
don't
hard to get a hold of you.
if
You
I
got
don't
lots
get
of
to you,
hats, though.
like if I don't get to you in like a day or two, you have full permission to send me a follow-up call or a text until I get back to you.
It takes harassment sometimes, right? I had to bug you a lot to get you on the radio, too. I'm like,
I
don't
think
forget
four
me.
yeah, I think you did like four or five texts. That's like pretty standard at this point. And I apologize, not because I don't care about you, it's just typically there's a 16-month-old attached to me that we try to not have too much screen time with. So
Yep.
I gotta time those things when I can jump on. Like right now it's like 6 p.m. and it's like my only window of screen time for me.
Right. Well, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you making time, sharing what's going on in downtown Lihue. I'm stoked. I think everybody that goes by is really excited to see things really blooming and getting green again. Nobody wants to look at a concrete jungle, even if it is our big city. So good job, good work. Thanks, Sylvia, and all the other amazing volunteers that are keeping it looking beautiful and showing people that these community garden spaces really can be sustainable and can be stewarded by community. And I look forward to more people getting involved and keep growing. So thanks so much again for joining us. And I guess we'll see you Sunday. You're having the speakeasy pop-up at Hale Lihue. Local food, local drinks. Raising funds
Yeah.
for the Kahuna program.
Yes, I'm super excited. Thank you for partnering with us and having and putting on this amazing conference, bringing everyone together on what we need to get around. And so yeah, come hang out with us as we pahana and the celebration of your events at Hale Lihue and enjoy some jazz and some local food and drinks here on Kauai.
Sounds good. Next time we'll have to do a tour of all your community gardens too.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Aloha. Thank you again.
Aloha.